Blog Talk Radio.
It's the V-Spot. I'm your host, Dr. Vic Tater. My co-host is Bill Foster. V-Spot Radio is brought to you by Planet Vic Tater Blog Network. Get everything you need and a few things you truly do not want. Only at Planet Vic Tater. All right, we're on the air with Special Monday Show. I've got with me right now King Shane Williams, the current TCW and Crossfire Wrestling Heavyweight Champion.
It's a hard job, but somebody's got to do it. Thanks for having me on your show.
Oh, man, ain't no problem. You know, I was just thinking about it because this weekend, you know, I watched a bunch of your matches, putting together a video. And, you know, and honestly, I was really impressed with them because if I didn't like them, I probably wouldn't have said anything.
Yeah, well, thank you.
But I mean, because you were like, I mean, I can honestly say you're probably the best wrestler in the country that's not working, you know, for WWE or something. Because, I mean, I was watching, like, you taking on, like, Chris Masters, and you didn't look out of place.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I take my professional wrestling very seriously. It's a job for me. So, and that's actually what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to make professional wrestling a career. So, you know, to be able to have a fan and fans to be able to tell me that they appreciate my work and they like watching my work, it's a dream come true to be able to do what I get to do now.
How was it working with Chris Masters?
It was fun. It was a great time. You know, I am in a great position right now. We're being the TCW and Crossfire Heavyweight Champion. I get to, as soon as guys either, if they leave WWE or they leave TNA or they choose not to go to TNA or whatever, I have got the opportunity to wrestle a lot of these guys. And Chris Masters was a good one. And I thought we had a really great match. And the fans of Memphis, Tennessee seemed to really enjoy it and stuff. So, it was a great time. It was a great time all the way around. I saw where he was recently booked and in the UK, and so I made sure that I sent that promoter a video package that yourself made for me, and hopefully that'll come true too. I'm looking to get out of the United States and do some wrestling in the United Kingdom, and maybe some Japan tour, or maybe Germany or Mexico or something like that. I think I'm in dire need of a vacation this year, or next year, I guess.
Yeah, that's an honor for me, you know, that you'd use my video for that. You know, because it's like, I'm not confident in a lot of things, but I know how to edit a video together.
Well, they told me exactly what I needed. They told me that I needed to get a sizzle package together, and that's what I'm sending out right now. And hopefully that will send some work my way and a vacation to boot, so we'll see.
Yeah. You know, I'll say this for Chris Masters. He did one of the best sells of getting hit in the balls that I've ever seen.
I think the reason for that is because I really did do that. So that was a really good sell job for him because it's real.
Yeah. Well, you know, when I was, it's only happened to me one time when I was 13, my cousin hit me in the balls with a football.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's not like on TV where you instantly go down. It's usually like at first you're like, well, that didn't hurt too bad. This only your breath leaves, and then the rest of your body catches up to the pain you're in.
That's true.
Now, how long has TCW been around?
TCW has been around for a while. They just recently, this past year, started a TV project, and they're looking at trying to do some things overseas, and they're really on TV in the Midwest, like Missouri, of course, Arkansas, Oklahoma, Mississippi, and Kansas, and they're on TV in those states. Nothing quite out this way yet, but they can be seen on the internet at www.tcw wrestling.com. Every Monday night, they upload a new episode at 11 p.m.
You know, that was another thing I noticed when I was watching their shows. They have really good production values. I think better than TNA has, actually.
Well, I tell you, they do. They have some great production value. I just got back from a trip from doing a TCW TV taping just this past Saturday in Clarksville, Arkansas. And they drew a capacity crowd of 600 people, and they taped about 4 TV episodes that will air sometime in probably February. And but then they also have this other company I work for, Crossfire, that also has – they have some great production value as well. The only difference is Crossfire hasn't started their TV yet, while TCW has already started their TV. So
yeah, I saw a few of the clips for Crossfire with the new production on like an ad, and you know,
yeah.
I was impressed with what they did, because when I first came to Fairgrounds back in August, and I heard about the TV, I was thinking there's no way you're going to make that place look good.
Well, I'll tell you what, that place didn't look like the same building the night of the last show.
I know, that's what I was thinking when I saw it.
It's insane.
Yeah,
I'm hoping this next show, they said that they're going to add a few more things, so I'm interested in seeing how many more lights they can put in there. I told them, if anything, I'm the king, and since I'm the king and I'm the Crossfire Heavyweight Champion, I think I deserve pyro. So...
Has there been any talk of trying to do cross promotion with a promotion like ECW?
I have no idea. I don't think so. I don't think so. Right off the card yet. I'm interested in seeing exactly what's going to go on January 5th with Crossfire. So I have no idea. I know that what I do know is I've got Crossfire dates. All the way, well, when I first started, it was really like a progress where they'd have a show, and then they'd skip a month or two, and then do another show. While starting in January, they're going to be doing shows every month. So January all the way through December of next year, they're going to be doing a Crossfire show.
So that'd be great. They'll give me something to do.
Well, they're going to be everywhere, so I'm looking. I know I'm pretty stoked about coming up in the summertime. They're going to be a part of the CMA festival in downtown Nashville as well. So it's a big thing. So I'm really excited to see exactly how Crossfire is going to take off, because that's the difference. The difference between TCW and Crossfire is TCW is filmed in Little Rock, Arkansas, or right outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, while Crossfire, you know, being filmed in Nashville, has so many more connections because Nashville is an entertainment city. You know,
yeah.
Like Little Rock, Arkansas, not too many people, you know, go to Little Rock, Arkansas for any kind of entertainment value. Man, they got entertainment value written all over, of course, Nashville. So it's easy to get a promotion like Crossfire kickstarted off and to get a bunch of national press, while TCW is, of course, coming out of Little Rock. It's a little bit harder to do that. So, but they're both steady at gaining ground, and you know, I'm just interested in seeing exactly which one is going to make the King Shane Williams a bigger star.
Well, man, you know, you're probably going to make them.
Well, I'm interested in seeing, so I'm hoping. I got my fingers crossed. So, I've been working at this wrestling gig for a long time. I've been doing it for not a long time compared to some people, but I've been doing it part-time, I guess you can say, for the past 12 years, and this is my biggest impact so far. So I'm hoping to, you know, to make this ride last a long time and make a lot of money and, you know, finally get a new car, because my car is breaking down. It's about to tap out. So hopefully we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I know what you mean. The old Mills Mobile is beginning to have seen better days.
So I'm waiting for whatever company offers me a contract first, and I'm able to sign that dotted line. First thing I'm doing is my first wrestling paycheck, and I'm taking it right down to a car dealership, and I'm getting me a new car. So I am thoroughly excited and ready for something to go big.
Now, another thing I was going to ask you was, back in, I think it was September, you wrestled Matt Hardy on a Crossfire show. How was Matt Hardy to work with?
Matt, he was great. He was a really nice guy. I was never, I'm a big old school wrestling fan. Well, I mean old school wrestling fan. I love the territory wrestling days, and Matt Hardy, of course, came in really big and made a big name for himself back in the Attitude Era with the tables, ladders, and chair matches and things like that. So going into a match like that, I had my fingers crossed that I wasn't going to have to do a tables, ladders, and chairs match because I don't like those kinds of matches. But he was a good guy. He's a nice guy to work with. And, we drew about 850 people in McMinnville, Tennessee, and I was the main event. And I remember I had a lot of pressure on me that night because that was the first night that I was going to be defending the Crossfire heavyweight title. So it was a really important night for me. And then being able to be in the ring with Matt Hardy and share a moment like that. You know, this Matt Hardy is coming down from WWE and TNA Wrestling, and WWE, where he wrestled at WrestleMania in front of sold-out crowds and things like that. And here's this guy, myself, who was trained to wrestle in the back of a pool hall. I've wrestled in about every flea market all over the southeastern United States. And me being able to be in the same ring standing across from Matt Hardy was a dream come true. So.
Yeah, you know, if you... Matt Hardy, a couple of years ago, he was in the WWE version of ECW, and, you know, they had a much more scaled-down thing, and he did a really good job as a, you know, it kind of had an old-school vibe when he was defending the belt every week.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Those guys are really, I mean, that's the cool thing about being and being involved with Crossfire and being in the position that I'm in right now is everybody that I get to get in the ring with at Crossfire is a learning experience for myself. So I get to learn something new about the world of professional wrestling every time I step in the ring with somebody to main event a Crossfire event with. You know, so I learned a lot working with Matt Hardy, but also got to work with Eugene, Nick Densmore. I worked Shark Boy. Of course, I'm coming up on January the 5th. I'm going to be having a rematch with that Apple munching loser Carlito, and I'm hoping that'll lead up into the first ever Crossfire main event cage match. But we'll see what happens.
Which show did you wrestle Sharkboy at? Was that at the November show?
No, it's been I think it was over the summer. It might have been like May or June or something like that. It was a while back.
I saw a clip of you wrestling Sharkboy, and I thought that I had missed Sharkboy in November. It's weird, the names that call out to me, but it was like, you know, and I found out that Kevin Sullivan made a surprise appearance.
Yeah, Kevin Sullivan was, you know, has been showing up. What? How crazy is that? Like, I didn't even know he was still wrestling anymore. He comes in through the back door and waffles a hammerjack with a chair.
I heard that. I was back. I was like, damn, if I heard Kevin Sullivan was there, I'd have found a way.
Yeah, that was insane. Insane. And this next show is, you know, I'm stoked for this next show. I'm really stoked because I want to be able to be a part of the first ever Piper's Pit of Crossfire. So we'll see if that takes place or what might happen with that. I'm just, you know, it's really cool to be able to watch these ads and see myself standing side by side with Rowdy Roddy Piper, somebody that, you know, I grew up watching on TV.
Yeah, my brother-in-law, we saw that Roddy Piper was going to be there, you know, and I've been planning on coming in January no matter what.
Yeah.
And when I saw Roddy Piper was going to be there, my brother-in-law got excited, and I think he's going to drive me there.
Oh, really? Great. Great.
Yeah, because and my nephew, the kid I had with me at the Nashville Comic-Con, he's excited about going.
Oh, cool. I mean, yeah, that's a cool thing, too. I get to do all these comic book conventions now with Crossfire. I'm booked with one of those every month. So not only am I going to be doing a wrestling event for Crossfire, but I'll also be going to be doing a different comic book convention as well. So
yeah, I tell you, that is going to be a great day for me.
So that is going to be – the problem with that, though, is I'm going to have so many – so much comic book crap and movie crap all over my apartment, I'm not going to have room for it. I already don't have room for it. I got tons of it already.
Yes, I am posters now. I've got my apartment just about full. I've got like two blank spaces left. I'm trying to find just the right thing.
I'm about the same way. I got one place I got saved for a movie poster, and I got one place I got saved for. I'm looking, and I'm such a big nerd. I can't believe I'm saying this, but I am looking to try to find a He-Man sword, and I want to be able to put a He-Man sword up on my wall. I grew up and I was a big He-Man fan. They made fun of me at one of the last deals because I bought Castle Grayskull. I was walking around with Castle Grayskull in my hands.
Yo. I found Castle Grayskull when I was 15. It was such a big deal to me because I found it for like $3 at a yard sale.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Yeah, I got all these posters up in my room. I actually got a poster of Barry Windham circa 1988. I found it real cheap, and I hung it up. And my belief is that if a woman can't appreciate the beauty of Barry Windham circa 1988, then I'm better off without her.
Amen. Amen. I'm sure Barry Windham would say the same thing.
Yeah, at the time I'm like this. I was like, oh, don't worry. I know how to solve this. Get the hell out of here.
That's awesome.
Now, everybody you've wrestled last year, because it seems like you're really coming to stride of wrestling stars. Was there any stars that surprised you one way or another?
That surprised me? You know what? I was surprised about how agile Matt Hardy was. Like, he is really agile. He was really agile, and I had a great match this past time against Carlito. It's just so weird. I mean, it's just so weird to be in my position where I get to get in the ring with these guys. And I mean, these guys are guys that are just right off TV. So it makes me step my game up. I can go ahead and tell you that. Every time I am booked for a Crossfire event, I'm the flag carrier, so I got to come in there carrying the biggest Crossfire flag, waving it higher than anybody, and I got to be able to back it all up too, because when you're the guy on top with the big gold belt, everybody's looking for you to trip over both your feet and fall flat on your face, so.
Yeah.
That's the stress of being that guy. But each one of these guys are true professionals, and that's what I love about being in the spot that I'm in now. It's getting to be able to wrestle and show what I can do in the ring with other guys that's already making a living in the professional wrestling business.
You were telling me at the convention in Nashville, you had mentioned that a few nights before you had gotten a really bad booking.
I've had some bad ones. I don't have to really worry about those anymore, but I've had some bad ones. It comes from where I started at. I take my wrestling extremely serious, probably too serious, but it's when I got into the professional wrestling business, I didn't get into it just for a hobby. I got into it to be a professional wrestler, to pay my bills by professional wrestling. I know a lot of other people just do it this is just what I'm going to do just for the time being until something else pops up. But I got into wrestling as a way to pay my bills and hopefully make a name for myself. So, with the opportunities that Crossfire and TCW has presented to me, that really limits the other independent bookings that I can take and everything. So I don't really get the opportunities to work or wrestle at the places that I started out at, which was like flea markets and things like that. Because that's where I truly and honestly started at. When I started wrestling, my first wrestling show was in the back of a pool hall in a garage that was barely had enough room to fit the ring in. And they had, and they forced 25 people in there to watch the wrestling. I mean, I have no connections in the wrestling business. I'm not 6'5" and 280 pounds jacked. And my dad is not in the wrestling, or family members aren't in the wrestling business. I was in college, and my entire life, I told everybody I was going to be a professional wrestler, and you know, this is what I'm doing now. So, you know.
Yeah, but
it's a long, way to the top if you want to rock and roll. That's what I say.
Yeah, I think, you know, but you talk about taking it seriously, you know, and people sometimes say that. But, you know, if you don't take your business seriously, nobody else is.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what I had to learn. And that's, I could have got my training and went and trained at, you know, at a WWE training facility or something like that. But I tell you, coming up the way that I came up and the way I learned wrestling was the old school way of getting in there with guys that were more experienced than I was and learning and getting in my car and driving to these shows or to these events that that these performers were going to be at and getting in the ring and learning from them. I mean, I got to wrestle Jerry the King Lawler probably about 15 different times. And there's independent wrestlers out there now that'll never get that chance.
Yeah, that's so true, you know, because after what happened about a month or two ago.
Yeah, who knows if you'll ever be able to get in the ring and perform again, you know? So.
Yeah. They said a doctor said he could actually be cleared, but I can't imagine why they'd want to take a chance.
Yeah, I'm sure the WWE will put a cap on that because that'd be too much of a liability for him and stuff. So, you know.
How would Jerry Lawler to work with? How would he go about putting together a match? Would he have stuff set up, or was it just one of those things?
It's the weirdest thing that's on Jerry Lawler. The very first time I wrestled Jerry Lawler was in Carthage, Tennessee. I invited everybody that I knew. And the way I was a Jerry Lawler fan. Actually, I wasn't really a Jerry Lawler fan. I was actually, my favorite wrestler of all time is Andy Kaufman, right? So I wasn't actually a Jerry Lawler fan. I enjoyed watching Andy Kaufman when he was poking fun at Jerry Lawler. So my first match against Jerry Lawler was in Carthage, Tennessee, and is in front of about 350 people. And I remember I was really, really nervous, but I didn't want everybody to know that I was really, really nervous. And to beat it all, Jerry Lawler got there late and changed in another room all the way across the building. And I came to the ring, and then Jerry Lawler came to the ring, and then we had our match. I didn't get to talk to Jerry Lawler. I didn't see Jerry Lawler until I got in the ring with him. And we had our match. So it was a good time, though. That was my first experience wrestling Jerry Lawler. And, of course, I've had several other ones. But I eventually and hopefully with my fingers crossed want to be able to wrestle Jerry Lawler again. And I want to do it, and I want to wrestle him again, and I want to do it at the Nashville Fairgrounds sometime. I don't know if it'll ever happen, but I want to do it at the Nashville Fairgrounds.
Yeah, it'd be a good match. I was really impressed with your match with Brian Christopher at the August show.
Yeah.
You know, because honestly, I was only going there, you know, just to see a few famous guys, you know, so when I saw that match, you know, I wasn't really expecting much, but it turned out to be really good.
Yeah, we had a good time. That was a good, really good match. I know Mr. Christopher wasn't too happy that I beat him, but, you know, it's still a good match.
Yeah, that same show. I was hoping Harry Smith would end up back in January because
Harry Smith is trying to come back to Crossfire for a rematch for that Crossfire heavyweight title. I don't know if it'll actually happen, but because that was a really, really tough match. I mean, he got to wrestle some scrub for his first match. I got to wrestle the son of Jerry Lawler for my first match. And then I had to go in there and I wrestled it. Man, I went, I think, 20 to 25 minutes against Harry Smith. I was exhausted that night. So do I want to get back in the ring with Harry Smith? No, but I'm probably going to have to.
Yeah, I'm definitely going to buy a DVD of the show when I go in January because I really want to see that match again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know, the surprising thing to me in that match was when he actually hit a super kick on you on the outside of outside the ring.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Because I was like,
yeah.
I'd never seen him do that.
Yeah, he told me later on that he really enjoys being able to do these type of events. He said for years he's got to work when he worked at WWE, he wasn't able to have his type of matches that he wanted to have. He's kind of limited, and now he feels like he's pretty much he's able to go out there and do whatever he wants to, and he really enjoys that. So
yeah, that's one of the things I noticed was, you know, that it seemed like, you know, because going back watching WWE, it seems like they really stifled him, because it's like both in the ring, and it seemed like charisma wise too, because he showed so much personality in August.
Oh yeah, he did. Yeah, he's much more outgoing. Man, my history of me ever watching him wrestle, his matches, I think the longest match I've ever seen him have was like 6 to 8 minutes. So, you know, going out there and going that long and having a match like that was pretty amazing. I mean, I'm going to tell you, I was super sore, and not only was I super sore, but I had to get in the car the very next day and come all the way back to Knoxville, Tennessee, and wrestle again. In front of a much smaller crowd, of course, but still. It wasn't 2,000 people there, but there was probably about 150. So.
Yeah, people really, you know, I said this once, but people really do not appreciate the superplex. You can't really appreciate a superplex until you see it in person.
Yeah, I didn't either until I felt one in person. And that was rough. That was rough.
I'll be walking upstairs, Joe, and I'll be like halfway up, you know, and I'm thinking, and I was just thinking the other day when I got halfway up the steps, you know, how some guys take a fall from that height, and I'm like, hell, that scares the hell out of me.
Well, you know what? There's a reason I do the fist drop off the second rope and not the top rope, and that's because I'm scared of heights. So, you know, that's a little fun fact, Shane Williams fact there for you.
Yeah, I am too, though recently I've had to force myself to go upstairs just because my 9-month-old niece lives upstairs, so usually I'll walk up there to see her in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, otherwise I don't know what it is, you just get so high up, you look down, and somehow it's like you think you're going to fall.
Yeah. I think what stands for me is one of my first wrestling training days, the guy that was training me to wrestle asked me to climb up to the top rope, and I climbed up to the top rope. And then he coached me into jumping off and doing a leg drop off the top rope. And for everybody that's never done a leg drop off the top rope, when you do a leg drop off the top rope, you can it hurts really, really bad. Like your butt goes completely numb. It actually feels like you break your butt.
Yeah, I can imagine. Or, you know, you risk having your leg fold under you. It's like, that happened to me. I fell off the porch one time, which that's not the same thing, but I fell off the porch and my knee got all twisted, the cartilage.
I believe that. Those falls can mess you up.
Okay. When did you find out that Crossfire was going to go all the way with you?
I didn't know. I had no idea. I mean, there'd been talks, they'd talk to me, and, you know, that just with any other company, they want to see where your head's at, you know, they want to see who their major players are, and, you know, like I said, people ask me what started me in wrestling, and I didn't get into professional wrestling just to be a wrestler. I didn't do that. I got into professional wrestling to be a wrestling star. I wanted to be the top guy. I wanted to be the guy that had the belt, and I wanted to be the guy that people wanted to pay to see, you know. I didn't know how I become, how you got there, but I know I wanted to be that guy. So, you know, in order to be that guy, anytime the company calls you and says, hey, we need you to go do this. We need you to go do this promotion. We need you to do this radio interview. We need you to be at this location to talk to this guy about the upcoming Crossfire event. So whatever it may be, we need you to wrestle 3 times in one night. If you want to be the guy, then that's the things you got to do. It comes with the job. So, you know, you got to be the guy that's going to go out there and do more than anybody else. And I know that I'm not 6'5", and I know that I'm not 280 pounds, but I do know that I have a big heart and I have a passion for the professional wrestling business. And I want to be able to be a professional wrestler, and I want to be able to pay my bills being a professional wrestler. So that's what I got to do. But I know when they talked to me and they told me that, you know, that was their thoughts, and, you know, if they, you know, it's always a test. They always want to test you and see if you're going to be able to handle the pressure. You know, so far I've been able to handle that pressure, and I like it, actually. I like being able to walk into a building and know that I'm scheduled to wrestle in the main event, and that there's 1,000 or hopefully 2,000 people out there, and you know what, I'm in the main event, there's 2,000 people out there, and I had a hand in a lot of them buying a ticket and being there. So
yeah, sometimes that's what you need to drive you along. You know, sometimes you don't learn things until you get thrown into the deep end.
You're exactly right. I mean, it's time to swim. So they pick you up and they throw you in the deep end. They go, all right, swim. Let's see you swim.
Yeah, you know, I got a phrase, you know, that I came up with because somebody told me I didn't have the right equipment to do something. I said, look, if I waited until I was prepared, I'd still be in my mama's womb.
You're exactly right.
You know what I mean? You couldn't get shit done if you're waiting until you're just ready.
Yeah. Well, you know, I talk a lot, you know, and I tell people exactly what I want in wrestling, and you know, I'm happy that Crossfire has given me this opportunity and such a great stage and to show off the things that I can do. And not only do I get to do that, but at the same time, I actually get to help raise money for the Make-A-Wish Foundation of Middle Tennessee.
Yeah.
All at the same time. So, you know, not only am I actually being able to help fulfill one of my dreams, but I'm also able to grant a wish for somebody as well.
Yeah, that's a great thing to do. You know, that's what I'm trying to do around here. You know, the other day, I mean, it's, you know, it's the little things you do that you hope adds up.
Mm-hmm.
And a little neighbor kid found out that I like wrestling, and he saw I collected wrestling figures, and he asked me if he could have one.
Yeah.
So I went up to Target, and I bought him one, and now all the other kids have found out, you know, so I'm trying to help them out.
Yeah.
So tomorrow I'm going to call up, tomorrow I'm going to email WPR because I contacted a few months ago to see what they could, see if they could, were willing, if they'd be willing to help out.
That's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, it's a long shot, but I figure, you know, don't cost nothing to ask.
That's true. It doesn't. And, you know, it's great. The Make-A-Wish Foundation of Middle Tennessee, they're able to grant so many wishes. I know coming up, Crossfire is getting ready to grant their fifth wish coming up from the money that they've raised just for the ticket sales alone already for the January the 5th show. So, you know, the 5 wishes granted for Crossfire in 1 year. It's amazing. It's simply amazing.
Yeah, it is, because that's a great thing to help kids, to help little kids, because I always, you know, if you can help at least one kid, you know, then I think you've done a great thing.
Oh, yeah. You're exactly right.
All right, man. We just ran out of streaming time, and they're about to cut us off on recording. Thanks for joining in.
Hey, no problem, man. If you'd like to do it again, just give me a buzz. Let me know and everything. And I really appreciate the video that you made for me. Thank you very much.
No, man, that's no problem. I'm just glad to be able to – I'm just glad I was able to help you, to help me stretch some creative muscles.
There you go.
Yeah,
well,
I mean,
it's
not a problem. I'll honestly tell you, it's not a chore having to watch your matches.
Well, thank you. Thank you very much. I put a lot of time and effort in them, and I'm actually recovering from my last two, so I'm going to keep recovering. I'm going to go now and enjoy my 30-minute-long body massage.
All right, man, and I'll tell you what, when I get up there in January, I'll try to meet up with you.
All right, buddy. Thanks a lot, Victor. Have a good one, okay?
All right, you too.
I'll see you.
All right, bye. And that is it for us tonight. We'll be back, I don't know when, but, Horsepower season finale is going right now. Going to be real bloody, a lot of deaths, all sorts of stuff. Catch you later.